Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
I'm getting my lips right, Brian. My guest today, this is Janine Shapiro from South Africa. This is going to be good. It's going to be good. All right? Ready to get it in? Here on the edge. Ah, that's gorgeous. An angel, are you kidding me? Yeah. That's perfect. Oh, and your pearls. Look at you. Aren't you a vision of loveliness?
And yourself. I love your necklace.
Thank you. I never
have the courage to wear it, but I think it's beautiful.
Girl, you better step outside your comfort zone before it's too late.
You know, I used to have one like that, but it was too heavy on my neck.
Oh, yeah. No, this is some costume jewelry, but I tell you, I love it. I have so much costume jewelry. I used to love that as a little girl. I'd push my dog in baby buggy, and I had my mother's hat and shoes. Girl, I would be dressed to the nine outside.
That's awesome. Oh, well, I'm very excited for tonight. And the Wi-Fi was playing up, so I'm really grateful that it settled down.
Oh, good, good, good. That's awful sauce, absolutely awful sauce. But it's not awful sauce today on the edge, brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And here's another great superstar all the way from South Africa. Oh, yes. Okay, we're going deep, brains. This is Janine Shapiro. And she has this thing that she calls mindset alchemy. I had her cracking up. Those are two big $25 words. I want her to slice it and dice it in bit-sized pieces so that we can understand it. Because our brains are pretty smart, and everybody comes with different modalities. She also has a podcast. I want to hear what she's putting out, because now she's a source of information. We're going to talk about the importance of the information that's going and life in South Africa now. She's born and raised, so I got some good questions for her. So help me welcome her to the edge, Janine Shapiro.
Hello, and how are you? I am so delighted to be joining you and your audience today.
I just
have to say, I love your necklace and your earrings. They're absolutely gorgeous.
I dressed up for you. I knew you were coming. I had to sign up this pin right here. This woman,
beautiful.
Let me see if you can. Can I show it? I don't know. She is a doll maker like I have never known. She makes pins and all that kind of stuff. So what do you do for fun and recreation in South Africa in the midst of COVID?
What I do is I run along the seashore with the bush on the one side and the sea on the other side, and I get to see little birds. I get to knit, I get to sew, I get friends. I do a lot of things.
I was telling people, crocheting and knitting is coming back with a vengeance. It really is.
Yes, I'm so glad, because honestly, it makes such a difference in coordination and perception. And it's a form of meditation many times for me.
And it's, you can multitask. You know, you can get
When I knit, not when I crochet. When I crochet, I've got to focus.
Oh, okay. So where did you learn needlework? From your mom?
I actually watched my mom and my gran, and at the age of 4, I taught myself to crochet, and by 6, I could knit.
Wow.
Fancy. And then I learned from there. So yes, I've been my whole life.
Well, you're knitting more than just yarn together. You are knitting together people's minds and their mindset. Okay. Let me hear a little bit about, you know, when you found your awakening, your calling, and what are you pouring into people? And then I'm going to have you explain mindset.
Okay. Well, the mindset alchemy literally came about. What was happening when I was growing up? I thought everybody knew what other people were thinking and feeling. To me, it was just normal. I watched my mom knowing about it. And what I didn't understand for both of us, it was totally unconscious. And I couldn't understand why one minute I would feel great and the next minute I would feel terrible. People would also say to me, "Janine, just come put your hand on my back. Oh, it feels so good when you touch me, Janine." And they would get me just to massage their backs, or, and I mean, this is from little, and I just thought everybody could do that. You know, everybody touched people's backs or their shoulders, and they felt good. I went into nursing, and there I met my wonderful husband, and due to the way the tax laws were situated in South Africa then, I stopped nursing after I had done my psychiatry and my midwifery along with my general nursing,
Wow.
because it was costing him more for me to work than not to work. It was a bit of a pain. But anyway, I then went on to do various things, and it all I got quite ill when my children were small. And again, I didn't realize this was due to being an empath and due to having psychic abilities and being a healer. And as a healer, I was being in the hospital or working with people was quite exhausting because I didn't know what was happening. I would take on their challenges. I would just have a knowingness of what was wrong with them. So many times my children would say to people, "Go and see my mom, she'll be able to help me." So my wellness clinic developed that way. And as a medical intuitive, not that I knew I was a medical intuitive in those days, I just would know what was wrong with people. The challenge is, Ruby, is I not Ruby, April, I'm looking at your beautiful red thing and thinking, oh, what a beautiful ruby color. April.
Oh, I'll be Ruby. That's all right. I know you love me.
I do. But April, it was just so incredible. I would just know what the challenge was. And I wouldn't be able to say you've got this disease or that disease. I would just know at a deep emotional level what was going on. And I never charged because I just didn't. I had a lovely antenatal practice, which I ran as a hobby, not as a business. And so I didn't actually make very good cash flow because, like I said, I treated it like a hobby, not as a business. And so many times people would say, "How can you charge?" And I would say, because, you know, people charge for services and people would get annoyed with me. And because I hadn't had the growth and mindset shifts that I've had now, I then stopped charging people, or I was charging, say, like the going rate would be 500 rand, I would charge 100 rand just to make my husband feel happy.
Time out, right? Let me give a quick education to everyone that's listening out there in Brainland. Newsflash: money is energy.
Yes.
And if you do not value yourself or make an investment in yourself, that's on you. There's plenty of people that will do it. And maybe that's just not your client. And that's okay. There's
I absolutely.
2.4 billion people on the planet. And you charge. And you know, if you go into Target here in the US or you go into Walmart, they're competitors. And wherever you find the value is where you pay your money. Bottom line, so all of this about feeling bad and shame about getting charged for work, it's work to carry your energy, to work with your soul, to drain myself, to take myself away from my family, to be responsible for the information that I give you. Are you kidding me? Who does that? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Janine.
I absolutely resonate, April. It's a process. And I'm really grateful I went through that process because in this way, I'm able to help other healers and other business owners who come into the business world feeling the same way. And this is where the mindset alchemy comes in. How to transmute that people pleasing and that lack of self-worth into understanding the value, the gifts, and the energy exchange. Because yes, we're energy, money's energy, and we exchange that energy.
That's right.
And we own it. We actually, by charging people, we are helping them to own their own value because they've now invested in themselves. When I was not charging a lot, people would not do the work. They didn't get the results. As I have put my fees up, guess what, April? People are getting the results they should be having because they have exchanged the energy for it.
Right.
So you are happy.
And the thing is that, you know, you put money up. They used to use beans. They used to use feathers. I mean, you're in South Africa. You understand the tribal culture.
Yes.
Sheepskins, whatever you put value on. So if you put value on yourself, make the investment. There is a return on the investment. Believe me. Believe me, you cannot go wrong. All right, so now you say the mindset alchemy. I want to understand how you help people create a bona fide, legitimate business out of this gift. Because it's not just about charging. You charge, when you exchange that, that's now a business transaction because you've exchanged goods for services.
That's
so
perfect.
Do you give these individuals in the Mindset Alchemy a true business model to, you know, to be able to monetize and advertise and, you know, cleanse? Do you give them a whole packet for that?
It depends on the individual. So sometimes what I do is I have a group program. I also have an individual program. So people who are battling with their businesses, battling with being able to charge for their services, where they don't understand they are already successful, they have had success, and yet they seem to be hitting an invisible wall. I help them understand those beliefs that are holding them back. The energetic exchange they've had with their parents, with communities, and with past lifetimes, that keeps them playing small. So they reach a level of success, and yet they can't push just beyond it to their next level of success. And that is literally what I help people with. I have pain that the doctors, it's not that they can't help them, they don't understand it. And from a holistic perspective, I help them move forward.
Okay, and let me ask you something about your previous life, because as a nurse and working in that healthcare space, I'm sure that healthcare is different, much different in South Africa maybe than in the United States, because there's a lot of tribal remedies and cultures that you have to be aware of and sensitive to. Am I correct in assuming that?
Not really. What it is what we have to be careful of, what I had to be careful of and was a fear, is people were very resistant to energy work. They were resistant to tribal things. And when you blend it together, because I work with herbal medicines, I work with things, what would happen is I would have people come to my gate who were not well, they were looking for money, they were looking for handouts, and I would give them herbs, I would give them plants from my garden and help them with that. So some people are open to it and others aren't. And in that, you are quite correct. You have to assess who you're working with, who you're dealing with. Are they open to alternative medicine? Are they open to alternative ways of growing their businesses? And this is why in my Mindset Alchemy practice, I blend a lot to do with being a medical intuitive. And it's so interesting. People come to me because they wish to grow their business. They come to me because they wish to have a better relationship. It's all around success and confidence. They don't know what is holding them back fully from success and confidence. And through that, through helping their business, I help them from a wellness perspective. Sometimes it involves herbs. Sometimes it involves energy. Most times it involves a combination of all of the different modalities, because that would not be there if there wasn't a fear. And normally that fear or that limiting belief is the actual one that is preventing them from moving forward in their work, in their business place, in whatever they are.
So let me get this straight. You help people really deep dive to find out what the essence and what the core is of their trauma. Okay.
Yes, exactly. In a nutshell, that's a beautiful way of putting it. And then add to that, April, I help them understand what their thoughts are doing. Because when we can understand what our thoughts are doing, we understand what is the belief, what is the perspective, whose is the belief. Because a lot of times people don't know that 98% of their thoughts and their emotions are not theirs. They're picking it up from all around.
98%? Good Lord.
98%.
There's nothing left. You know,
it's very little left.
It's just taking ownership. It's being present. It's not rocket science brains. You know, it's really not. It's about being patient. It's about being centered. It's about listening and hearing.
It's about awareness.
It's awareness, you know.
Awareness.
But it's not just awareness. It's also impact and influence. Don't just sit there on your dumpster.
Oh, and it's about ripples. April, we all send out ripples, and that's what we pick up from each other. We send out ripples of energy, ripples of emotion, ripples of feeling, ripples of thought. And that is what we pick up on. Those ripples that are coming from other people's, from traumatic situations. All the ripples that got impacted and sent into us up until the age of 7. And it's being able to clear that trauma of birth, pre-birth to 7, and work through those beliefs that have come up. I often
let me ask you something about beliefs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is your nationality?
I'm South African by birth.
Okay, so you are considered an Africana?
No, I am South African. I am an English-speaking South African. My grandmother was Afrikaans.
Okay, explain that to my brains what that is. You're going to get a little history lesson here, brains. Tune in.
All right. What it is we have the Rainbow Nation here. So we have different tribal affiliations, which has become very complicated through intermarriage, and is quite area dependent. And with the way people move, we then also have what we call, without being offensive, we have colored people. We have the Indian community, and then we have the white
community. Let me stop. I love this. This is a teachable moment. I understand. I love it. It's because it's so naive and beautiful. Okay, the colored people. Is that people like me? Or is that people?
No. Well, I don't know. I actually have no idea, because I don't know what your ethnic background is.
When you say colored, I'm just trying to frame a picture.
We have people with very dark skins who migrated down from Africa and settled here.
Okay.
Then we have the Cape Malays that were brought here from Malaysia, that were intermingled between the Malaysians and the whites, and the Malaysians and the blacks, and with the Khoisan that were the original inhabitants. So South Africa is an intermingled bunch of everybody.
From
various places, from different spaces. Now, the Afrikaner came from the Dutch, the French, and the Germanic background. And Afrikaans was what they called kitchen Dutch. The Afrikaner then went to travel up. And your audience may not understand this, maar hulle praat Afrikaans. Hulle praat nie 'n taal wat jy sou was nie. So what I said is they speak Afrikaans. They don't speak what we call a black language or an African language. Whereas in the white community, when I was growing up, the Afrikaans children who were white like I am were not allowed to play with me because I came from a certain religious background. So you can see in South Africa, we just have a blend and a mix, and it's just amazing. And it's become more and more amazing.
It sounds more like a slicing and dicing and a separation. It's a, you know what, but I like to know that because I've had experience here as a Black American with Africans, and it's been very different. When I went to China, I had a very different experience. So when you say colored people, I totally understand what you say. That's beautiful. I don't, you know, and it's not, I'm not offended. If that's how you've grown up and that's what, it's fine. I am colored, like a Crayola crayon.
I love it. To me, the bottom line is it's not what the color of our skin is. It's what we can achieve, the ripples we send out, and how we can all create together and create more. It is,
but you know what? And I say this because they're already behind the eight ball, Janine. They're already at a disadvantage. They don't have access to people like you. They don't have access to schools like you. They're treated different. Their language, you don't even speak the same language from what you explain. So there
Most people speak English and the schooling is in English.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, the schooling is in English and everything is in English. So the common language is English. There are areas that only speak Afrikaans. It doesn't matter what they speak at home, they speak Afrikaans. So when they come to the more larger areas, people speak English. The area I'm currently living in is predominantly Afrikaans. And it does, so it's like, depends on where you are, depends on who you are.
Right.
Schooling is across the board. If you don't go to private schooling, you have a challenge. And quite honestly, April, we don't wish to get into my opinion of the schooling system anywhere in the world.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have a guest on my show, and she is an unschooler. She doesn't send her to school.
Yes. I'm on her side.
and then they have the, we were somewhere, and these kids were being homeschooled. They had the best time. They were traveling across the country with their family. They were looking at the bugs and the natural landscape and talking to Native Americans. I mean, you know, this school stuff can really be overrated, but you've got to be able to have the patience and the discipline, and all parents don't have that. Well, you I'm sorry, go ahead.
Also, let's be honest, a lot of parents, both parents have to work, and they don't necessarily have the cash flow to have someone look after their children. And I was very interested to hear from a teacher that I work with who lives in the United States. And she said, well, actually, we're a glorified babysitting service. And most things go around us babysitting, not necessarily education. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting point of view. I haven't heard that point of view before. And that is one of the things with Mindset Alchemy, April, is how is our mind set and how can we change it? You are asking me about belief, to go back to the question around belief. It's what we believe, and to check in, do we still believe it when we grow up and we shift and we change? Because many times it's those beliefs that we aren't good enough, we aren't worthy. How can we be successful? How can we be more successful than our parents? How could we be more successful in our family?
We're always competing with ourselves, you know. You never level out. It's like chasing happiness high. It's like a drug. What's the next thing that's going to make me happy? Is it a new car? Is it my book being launched? Is it, you know, a vacation? What is the next thing? It's like the Chinese, you know, you must walk steady, just steady. You know, you don't be having to do all of this and that. Just try to go with the flow. So how is COVID there? I want to ask you that, and I want to ask you really quickly about the podcast. You know, I know that it's different. You're in healthcare. You don't have to go too deep into it, but are you feeling that the world is supporting you?
Yeah, I'm not in healthcare. I help people maintain their wellness. So there's a difference.
Okay.
Shall I give you an example? My husband is a triathlete, and he was overtraining, didn't get enough sleep, and he developed pneumonia. So everybody was very insistent that he had COVID. And he had pneumonia, which turned into pleurisy, which then caused a problem with his heart. He had three separate blood tests that said he doesn't have COVID. And I'm not going to go into COVID because it's a very divisive topic. All I'm going to say is everybody has their own belief about it. I was sitting outside the hospital while my husband was in there, and I received a text message, a WhatsApp message saying, people, be careful. The hospitals are being overrun in the town that I live. The ambulances are pouring in and the wards are filled to overflowing. I could see both the state, the private hospital and the state hospital, and there were no, I was sitting there at the time, there were no ambulances pouring in. And the ward that my husband was in, there was himself and one other person in an 8-bed ward. Am I saying that this is the situation everywhere? I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is the important thing to say to for people to understand is we were born with an immune system. And it's when we work with our emotions, we work with our fears, and we work with our immune system, and we work with understanding that our bodies are magnificent, glorious beings, that we are able to get better.
Okay.
I know other people, that really got very ill. And through understanding who they are, what they can do, and using various nutritional, improving their nutrition, they survived. I also believe everybody has a journey. Everyone has a story, and it's we choose the story we're going to have.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And you are telling great stories on the podcast. Tell my brains really quickly how to get in contact with you and a little bit about the podcast.
Oh, I love my podcast. You know, April, it's just such a gift to be able to share awareness, to help people understand that we can think differently, we can feel differently, and we can be creative rather than competitive. We can be expansive rather than constrictive. And this is what I share with my listeners on my podcast. I also share about success. I share about wellness. I have guest speakers who come and share about their experiences, who share about intuition. I share about the tenets of mindset alchemy, which is know intuitively, choose consciously, create intentionally, and be effortlessly. Because that all meets how do we heal ourselves? How do we help our world heal? And how do we create more and be expansive with our creation? How do we help ourselves feel better? You were talking about happiness. How do we understand life works in cycles? We can't be happy 24/7. We can be content. We can work with joy. And we can just make a difference.
Absolutely.
Create an impact.
So tell us how to get in contact with you.
Is it not a good impact?
And I think that
I'm on.
You have so many great guests. I looked through your guest list. It's amazing. So how can we tune in? Make sure that we get you on the replay because you are in South Africa.
Yes. Well, I'm international. Most of my clients are America, in Europe, and in the UK. You can find me at JanineKathleen.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Instagram. I love Instagram. It's just such a cute platform. For business, I love Facebook and LinkedIn. And again, Janine Kathleen, you will find it in the show notes, Janine Shapiro, Shapiro, or Janine Kathleen, Kathleen. And my voice is saying hello.
So. You are amazing. And thank you so much for being here on The Edge. Brains, you know, you've got to want it. It just doesn't come up abracadabra. And then you got to do the work.
Can I share something quickly?
Yes.
April, do you know where abracadabra comes from?
Have no, where?
I'll share that with you. It comes from the old Hebrew, and it means I create from nothing, something. That is the general meaning of it. So abracadabra, it's from the Hebraic, old Hebrew,
wow.
And it means I create with the word. I create something from nothing with the word. So how powerful is that? Sorry, that is, I had to
share that. Absolutely powerful. And you know, we had a great history lesson today, and I really enjoyed that. And I appreciate you. I value you for, you know, figuring out what you want to do to help other people around the world. Brains, I need you to go in and subscribe to mine and Janine's podcast. Okay? Because we're putting out great information for you. We got great authors. There's an opportunity even for you to interview. We're always looking for great guests. Aren't you, Janine?
Absolutely. Especially if they would like to create more in life and help others through the ripples that they send out. And because you speak about brains, our brains are marvelous and we can use them effectively.
Well, all of our brains out there are absolutely marvelous. Thank you so much for being here. Brains, I got a treat for you. Janine is also a poet. Oh, yes. Okay. She writes her thoughts, her pain, her sorrow, her joy, and her observation in words. And we have an opportunity to get a special reading. So I'm so excited. Let me get you ready. Janine Shapiro, tell us about the piece you're going to read for us.
This is about celebrating ourselves, the magnificence of ourselves, the being of ourselves. Because so many times we forget that our self is important, that our inner self is who we are, who we're becoming, and where we be. Magnificence of you. Choose to have fun. Experience the sun. Allowing joy. You are no one's toy. Feel your power. No longer having to cower. You are your I am. Be you as long as you can. Beautiful and free, allow yourself this to see. Release the inner pain. You have your life to regain. Be your magnificent self. Within you is so much wealth.
Oh, that is beautiful. Do you have a book?
Not yet. I'm working on it, and I'm looking to do it with the journal and to work with the various archetypes and to have healing energy.
And I can hear you with some music behind it. That is amazing. Well, you know what? I'm going to read one from my poetry book. How about that?
Beautiful. Yes, that's awesome.
This one is called From Small Statements That Mean a Lot. And so we have little cliches and idioms that, you know, like we like to say, but they're words of wisdom that encourage you. Okay? So I picked survival.
Wow.
Meaner than a junkyard dog. It's a rose that grew from concrete. Slap you in the next week. All hands on deck. I brought you into this world and I can't take you out. Calling all cars, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. A fool and his money will soon part. Worth more dead than alive. Champagne taste but a root beer pocketbook. I'm living in La La Land. And don't get enough. Quiet as a mouse. I don't like that one. I'm going to cut that one out. Hold on.
Oh, no. You know what is so awesome about quiet as a mouse? When we're as quiet as a mouse, we can go within. We can have more awareness. We can choose. We can choose to connect with that deep inner self when we become as quiet as a mouse. When we're as quiet as a mouse, we allow ourselves to be aware of what is in the house. As we allow ourselves to be aware of what is in the house, we step forward and we are able. Our power to feel, our power to use, connection to bring forward, ease in our life to allow. As we allow it, so we step forward. Quiet.
And so it be. However, they are the mouses that steal the cheese, that come with greed and come with inner seed and ideas to take away our joy. to rob us, squeeze us through that little hole called life. But we will expand on the other side. We will grow inside. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Awesome. Mwah. Absolute joy to you and your audience.
Brains, again, go subscribe, like, share, leave a comment. You know, all right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.